Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to stay right in this mid-Michigan area right now, spend a little time with Ryan Hunt, CEO of Michigan Works Association. And hey, little quick reiteration, and I know we have you on enough that it seems like this isn't necessary, but let everybody know what your association is and does.
Sure. Well, thanks again for having me on for another month, Chris. It's great to see you. The Michigan Works Association supports the 16 local Michigan Works agencies throughout the state of Michigan, and we support them in three key areas, those key areas being advocacy at the federal and the state level. We also offer professional development for Michigan Works frontline staff, and then we also focus on brand visibility to raise awareness of the wonderful work that's being done across our entire Michigan Works system each and every day.
Well, and a huge part, obviously, that you alluded to is the advocacy work that you do at the Capitol. So let's talk about that from a legislative standpoint. 23, you had some pretty good victories.
Yeah, we did. We had some success in maintaining the Going Pro Talent Fund funding levels at around $55 million in fiscal year 23. And so we've seen that funding being made available once again to businesses across the state in a range of industries to help them focus on their training efforts for their workforce, trying to upskill as many individuals as possible into some of those high-wage, high-growth occupations. And then at the federal level, we also were able to maintain Michigan's demonstration state status under the Wagner-Peiser Employment Services Act. And what that allows for us to do is to continue providing locally responsive and flexible workforce development services to both job seekers and employers. So 2023 was a very strong year for us from an advocacy perspective.
No, it really was wonderful. And let's talk a little bit, because this always leads to then, what is your plan of work for 24, right? What are we looking for? What are the challenges?
Sure. The work continues for us, both at the federal and the state level, heading into 2024. Federally, we are focused on reauthorization for the landmark and really the essential bill that kind of gives us a lot of the funding sources and programming for adults, dislocated workers, and youth, and that's the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. Right now, there is talks in Congress of reauthorizing that bill. I know both the House and the Senate are hard at work in taking a look at how to refine and modernize the bill, which was most recently reauthorized in 2014. So it's been about a decade that we've had operating under that particular bill. And we're continuing our talks with lawmakers and the Michigan congressional delegation in Washington, D.C. to make sure that as that bill is being modernized, it's also useful for the job seekers and employers throughout Michigan. And then here in the state of Michigan, in Lansing, we're also focused on a couple of key priorities heading into 2024, the first of which, of course, being the Going Pro Talent Fund. This program, since 2014, we've seen more than 6,000 businesses and more than 175,000 workers in Michigan being supported by the Going Pro Talent Fund. And that's one program that we've seen historically, demand for that funding always outweighs the supply of dollars that are available for the program. And so we're looking for an increase in the ongoing investment for the Going Pro Talent Fund this year and in future fiscal years for the state of Michigan. And we're also focused on youth career exploration activities and awareness, taking very successful models like the My Career Quest events that have become a staple for our Michigan Works agencies and educating the K-12 pipeline on future career opportunities in key industry verticals like advanced manufacturing and IT and healthcare, and really supporting those career exploration activities so we can further our mission of maintaining and even growing our population here in the state of Michigan in future years.
You know, it's kind of interesting, and I know, Ryan, you're aware of this, but every 6 months we do the Michigan Future Business Index. And with the exception of the last 6 months, where inflation jumped just by one percentage point ahead of what has been for about 4 years now, the number one issue for small business in particular, people, talent, that's right in your bailiwick. I mean, a tremendous challenge.
It is. It continues to be a challenge. I've seen some studies recently that have said 81% of businesses in Michigan are concerned about growth purely from a talent and people perspective. And that is why having a well-funded workforce development system is so critically important so that we can help attract, retain, and train individuals in key occupations that businesses right now are clamoring for. And so better access to those workforce development resources for both job seekers and employers is oftentimes a key focus area of ours as we're communicating with lawmakers about the importance of that well-funded workforce system in Michigan.
You know, it's interesting because I spoke to Forward UP in Marquette last week, and we were talking about exactly that. One third of the businesses anticipate in the next 6 months hiring someone. And I made the point of that may be more of a wish list than a reality. They're going to hire them if they can get them.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. And if they can get them, but also oftentimes, you know, we have the Michigan Works agencies themselves that can serve as an extension of those human resources functions for those businesses. And so if you are a business looking to hire or you're looking for training dollars, the best thing you can do, the first phone call you should make as a business leader is to your local Michigan Works agency so that we can support your short and long-term talent efforts.
Well, and ironically, that's exactly what I told him, Ryan. So congratulations on working on that mission and keeping us in workforce. We appreciate it. Ryan Hunt, the CEO of Michigan Works Association. Thanks for being with us, buddy. Appreciate
it, Chris.
We're going to be right back on the Michigan Business Beat. You're listening to us on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holm.